Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.
Warning, this episode is a little bit of a vent episode because habits have been difficult for your host, Pineapple Jen, to change. We have been reading a lot of these books that offer different insights into how to change the way that we operate on a daily basis so that we can get better at our lives and how we function to achieve our goals. The whole purpose of the Motivate Me Book Club is to bring together goal-oriented people to kick ass at achieving their dreams, one book at a time. The reason why we do this is because there is so much information out there that why not try to apply it? See what works for each one of us. And a lot of the times, it's not going to be the same thing. In fact, I feel like I may not have even found what works right for me. We have been reading a lot of different books, and this most recent one is The Atomic Habits by James Clear. That is the current book for this club. If you've read it, I want to know what works for you, and I want to know what you're still using from it. That is the concept of the challenge day that we put forward. Extract what we think might apply to us, actually use it within our daily lives, and then check in a month later to see how it's going. But as time has been going on, and although we have done challenge days for several books, I realize I may not have been giving enough time for it to really sink in. I don't think a month may be the time frame when change of habits happens. For instance, in The One Thing, Gary Keller and Jay Papasan have done their research, and it shows through studies that it takes about 66 days for a habit to be acquired, for it to come into an average time frame of repeatedness so that it becomes more habitual and therefore an unconscious behavior that we have adopted, aka a habit. Well, I've been looking back at my habit tracker, the one that was collaborated with Brit K Creates from here in Destin, Florida, and it's a goal and habit monthly tracker so that we can refer back to the why of each habit that we're trying to acquire or extinguish. This was to reinforce us on that daily basis that we've got this bigger purpose in mind, and these small tiny actions that we're doing now help support that. Well, how did those tracking sheets work for me? I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but it really hasn't worked out too well. For the month of July, I was pretty good, and even though I missed a few days, I would go back and check in and look at what it was that I did or didn't do. And then looking at August, I stopped just around my birthday, and then definitely when I went away on a trip. I didn't bring the habit tracker with me, and when I got back, guess what? It was already September. So if you're wondering where September's habit tracker is, still yet to be done. But what I'm looking at now is not how this didn't work for me and, oh my gosh, I need to just give it up because it sucks. It's more the, why did this happen then? You know, because when it comes to what we're working on, where we gain the most insight and how we grow is from the challenge. And the challenge here is habit tracking. And what I realized was I never made tracking my habits a habit to begin with. I didn't work on the adjustment of a daily check-in to look at my habits that I'm working on and then give time to it. Do you know what I mean? This should have been implemented as a part of my morning routine or my nightly routine, a time to sit down and look, did I work on habits today or did I work on my habits yesterday, and reflect back on that. Then that would be the point at which I would give myself just 2 minutes. That's all I probably need at most to think, did I do that? Yes or no? And check each one off the list. So breaking it down even further, I'm looking at why I don't use it now and why I should just keep going forward. There's a sense of a good place to start, and it has been spoken about before on this podcast, but it never really hit me that hard until right this moment when I realized my September habit tracker was not created. Is it too late to start it now? My argument would be no. There's never a point that it's too late. It'll be too late if you never start. Even though it's September 12th, almost 2 weeks into this month and only 2 weeks left, to be honest, I feel that I should still be able to track my habits and to jump back in. There is always going to be that opportunity. Every single second, every single moment is a chance to do something. And they say there is no try, there is only do. By thinking, by sitting around, by planning, I'm really not going to get anywhere. So if I wait and let October be the next time that I start my habit tracking, I'm kind of giving myself this excuse for not doing it now. My personal quote or mantra is that there are reasons, but no excuses in life. You can give me everything you want as a sob story as to why real life got in the way of tracking habits or even doing them. Your work is demanding. Your school is just overwhelming. Your spouse, you need to take time to hang out with them, and there are priorities in your relationship that go above and beyond these habits. Your kids depend on you. You have to give yourself to them because that's what they need as dependents. The list goes on and on, right? Can you hear it? There are reasons for all these things, but what about you? What is it that you want in life? What are your priorities? I'm not saying work, school, your spouse, or kids are not important, but in order to be able to provide for them, you need to be able to take care of yourself first and have the best version of you moving forward. I don't want to get on this whole bandwagon of motivational speaking or inspirational talks. That's not necessarily my jam. This book club is just to find books that work for people because there's some concept that you can realistically apply and see results happen from it. So I'm getting frustrated, I'll admit it right here, that I haven't really found that thing that works the best for me. But I need to also admit that I haven't been applying myself or committing to doing the things that I've taken from these books to then see results occur. Bad habits make time your enemy. Because as long as I let these habits that are working against me proliferate, then my time seems essentially wasted. And again, I'm not saying that work, school, spouse, or family, time spent with them are bad habits, but it's about making sure that the time that I allocate for those important things, my important tasks, my priorities, my BHAG, my habit formation, my morning routine, whatever it is that I've allocated into a time block of my day needs to be given and needs to be protected. And that is something I am guilty of. I have not yet really focused on time blocking. And make it consistent when things get in the way is my challenge. So I've spoken with some of my colleagues about this. We've heard Alina on the show before, who is a coach. And one of the things that she did draw my attention to was the fact that I still do reach for my phone too early in the morning. And it's helpful to have someone point that out and show you that one of your obstacles is a bad habit you currently have. I've read and know that the first 30 minutes of your day, even for some people, it's almost 2 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But they forego looking or interacting on their phone. For me, I can make reasons for why I need to look at my phone. One, the first thing that goes off in the morning is my alarm on my phone, so I have to touch it just to turn that off. Second, I do plan a lot through my day. So the schedule, calendar, that's what helps me know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And then also, there are emails and maybe important messages I need to find out first thing. No, Jen, right there, that is totally not a legitimate reason. And I know as I say that, that I'm admitting it right here. Therefore, let's back it up. Let's look at this. Why is it that I need this scheduled in my phone to tell me what to do? The problem is I haven't committed to my morning routine and the time block that's within it. I should have a piece of paper that is right there on my mirror in my bathroom or on the front of my planner that tells me exactly what my morning routine is and what I want to do first thing every single morning. This consistency will allow for me to refer back to this so that I can set myself up to get things done. I want to have a lot more achieved before noon. Have a good day before noon and then smooth sailing the rest. This is a personal thing for me and it hasn't been working out. So I'm going to be looking at this time block that I've been supposed to be protecting and utilizing and really committing to just a little extra piece outside of my phone to refer to that. And going kind of outside of it, that needs to include the daily habit check-in. So in my note, it'll be wake up, have my coffee or tea with my vitamins and supplements. It'll be stretch. It'll be eat something healthy. It may or not be exercise because I realize that I need to be reasonable with the fact that exercise can happen at different times of the day. And in fact, I have run clubs at nighttime that wouldn't fit into my morning routine. So I'm going to then add in journal and daily habit check-in. Because from there, I will be able to set myself up mentally for what it is I want to work on without even having to look at my phone. So this little time block of four things is what I'm moving forward with to work on this September, the rest of September, habit tracking. I know that everybody's life is different and that everybody working on habits can find it difficult. And for me, one of the biggest things that was another one that's hard to admit is finding that point at which it works. Results never seem to come quickly, and so we slide back into previous routines. Because I wasn't time blocking, because I'm not looking at these time frames as sacred and exclusively important, that I let other things take the priority because I've always let them be. I've always let the work, the school, the spouse, the friends, everything else that called on me whenever that happened to take the priority of whatever else was going on. But I really do need to put that onus on myself to stick to what I need to do first thing in the morning. The other concepts that have been introduced are the Keystone Habit by Charles Duhigg. What one habit can you change so that all the other ones have a cascading effect? What is the one thing you can work at every day that makes everything easier? By The One Thing from Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, or habits that you should be working on or acquiring so that you can be most efficient. And also from the Four Agreements, just doing my best, looking at each day as a sliding scale and doing my best on each thing that I can should be a daily habit. So yeah, there's all this information, there's everything out there for me, but it's just not quite working out yet. But that is the long-term play. I really think that this is where everything exists when it comes to how we have to live our life. We can't just live for immediate gratification. It has to be delayed and it has to be endured. It has to be that we enjoy the process, the systems, and the journey. Our life vision is what we're working towards. The BHAG might be this absolute goal that you have for yourself, but change doesn't happen overnight, so we can't expect our habits to also change in an immediate sense. In Atomic Habits by James Clear, right away in the beginning, in that first chapter that I've got into, he kind of gave me a light bulb moment. He introduced an ice cube example. Say you're in a room, it's 25 degrees Fahrenheit. For my metric friends out there, that's about -7. There you are, sitting in this cold room, staring at an ice cube. both of you are doing nothing. Well, as you're in it, your own body heat contributes, and maybe you've turned up the dial, you figured out where it is, so you've made some effort to make some adjustments to get a little bit more comfortable, and the temperature starts to increase. Now it's only at -6 degrees, -5 degrees Celsius, and it's going up as well in the Fahrenheit scale. So now things are happening, but nothing's changing with the ice cube. You might feel like you've been doing something because you've made effort to change the temperature, but it hasn't really made any effect. So the temperature, now you're going to adjust again. You make little changes. Here it is. Okay, the temperature goes up, -5, -4, -3. Again, still staring at this cold ice cube, doing nothing, just sitting there all the same. Yet you feel different. You've made effort. Things have happened on your side, but you can't see anything else in front of you. Finally, you raise that degree just a little bit more, and now you're at 30 degrees Fahrenheit or -1 degree. And this is probably where a lot of us get stuck and fall off the habit tracking and fall off our efforts and just slip back into some bad habits. This might even be where I'm stuck at the moment myself, because this is the frustrating point. You are so close. You've put in so much effort and still nothing has changed. But what we don't know is really what the temperature is. To be honest, while you're stuck in this analogy, you've just been changing the dial, but you don't really know that you're only at -1. And maybe that extra little bit of effort is all that you need. So you go try a little bit more. And finally, what happens? You hit 0 degrees or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the ice cube starts to melt. When I thought about this, it is just a slight change. This absolute little difference is just at the point that things will start to melt. The melting point for an ice cube has the slightest bit to knock it over the edge, and then it transitions. And that is then the sight before your eyes where you see it. But it's taken time to get there. And maybe it's been days, maybe it's been weeks, maybe it's been months. And I think for really big habits to be acquired or changed, it could even be years. So the thing is to not give up your motivation, not to lose that inspiration, and to keep going every single day. So what Atomic Habits is proposing is yet another way to try to make this change happen. Success isn't an overnight experience. It's something that you will see the fruits of your labor for at another point. And an overnight success, as we talk about it, it's just that -1 changing into 0 degrees. That's all we ever see. That's all we ever think of. But it really, if we dig deeper, we'll see that there was a starting point much colder, much deeper, much further away from what we observe. Think about that for a moment. Do you think maybe you're stuck at 30 degrees or -1 degree Celsius? Maybe you're just on that brink of melting point of where action takes into effect. But maybe it's more than 66 days. Maybe it's actually weeks, months, or years. Who knows what the real answer is? But all I know is that I feel that I'm still on this road, this journey, that I want to achieve goals, and I want to find a much more efficient way to do so. So I'm giving more books a chance, and I'm going to give more time to look at what hasn't been working in the past for me. Clearly, I haven't been time blocking, and I need to figure out why. I keep letting other things get in the way of it. I haven't been tracking my habits, but it's because I haven't made tracking habits a habit in itself. And I haven't found exactly what the keystone or one momentous habit change is in my life to make all the others occur. This is all still to be worked on, and this is just my little vent to let you know where I'm at. But I thank you so much for listening and lending your ears every single week. I always appreciate you hearing what is going on with the Motivate Me Book Club, and also providing your insights into how things are going for you. So what about it? What about your habits? How have your habit tracking, habit changing styles and efforts been over the last few months? Let me know. Let me hear it. I'm happy to share with you any more information you want as well. Good luck and happy reading of Atomic Habits. We'll be talking more about that book over the next few episodes.
This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out, and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.